Thank you very much. Thank you for coming to this presentation. I want to share with you some of the results of the seed inoculation with the fungi Penicillium villi in grain crops in the Pampas region of Argentina. This study was performed by myself and with Manuel Bermúdez and Rafael Baliña, all of us members of the Monsanto Biological Development Team for South America. Everybody knows that in the rhizosphere we have many microbes that have potential benefits for the growth of the plants, whatever natural or artificial systems, and among them, Penicillium villi fungi have been identified 3 decades ago as a very active microbe producing benefits, releasing nutrients, and also enhancing the plant root formation in several conditions of crops from Canada to the southern part in South America. So in a wide range of conditions, we know that this microbe is having benefits in terms of plant growth, but the available information related with the benefits in terms of yields is limited. One of the last reports showing the benefits of this use of Penicillium villi as inoculant for corn in the United States shows over 370 sites, a mean response of around 300 kilos of grain, mainly under medium to very low soil P test soils, and with variable responses related with the yields that attains the crops. So for us, it was a challenge to understand how it was going to behave under different soils, different regions, as well as different productivity conditions in southern Argentina, and also to quantify, trying to identify if it was any relationship with phosphorus management as well as with the productivity of the crops. In order to do this, we performed 26 wheat field trials, 31 soybean field trials, and 40 corn field trials all over the Pampa region. There you can see in the blue spots where we have the sites during 7 growing seasons, so we cover a range of wet, dry, and regular Niño, Niña, and neutral seasons, so over a range of productivity for summer and winter crops. And we selected representative soils for the region that range in the pH from 5.8 to 6.9, and the phosphorus extractable values based on break quartz guan from the range of 8 to 25 ppm. The treatments that we related there were 4, combining in a factorial design, combining seed inoculation and phosphorus fertilization as a starter. And we apply recommended spores per seed doses, the variable with a different concentration depending on wheat, soybean, and corn crops, the highest concentration for corn and the lowest for wheat. And phosphorus fertilizations range from 10 to 18 kilos of phosphorus per hectare, depending on the crops, at the usual recommendation for the regions. In each of the sites, we measure for this study, we focus only on the grain yields, measure for hand harvest at physiological maturity, and we have in each location a randomized complete block design with 4 replicates and plots larger than 5 rows and 10 meters in size. For the statistical analysis, we performed analysis of variance and a less significant difference t-test. Considering each site as a replicate, we didn't focus in site responses, we focus in a general response over the combination of seasons and locations. And we also perform regression analysis and the comparison between the slopes and the intercepts among yields. The first result I'm going to share with you is how performs the phosphorus response over this range of conditions. For the 3 crops, first, we observed that the phosphorus fertilization and the inoculation treatment didn't have a significant interaction, so we didn't have enough information to say that they have different performance. So whatever we're going to see in terms of Penicillium villi inoculation or phosphorus fertilizations represents what's going on in the other factor. For the phosphorus fertilization, we measure a range of 14% yield response for wheat crops, 7% yield response in the case of soybean crops, and 6% in the case of corn crops. These mean responses are in agreement with what we usually see in the region when we are using phosphorus fertilization for these crops, mainly in low soil phosphorus tractable conditions. That are the most general condition for the region. We were focused in the response of the Penicillium biliare response. The information shows us that in the case of wheat, we have a difference that is significant, only the 12% error, and it was around 3% of the benefit. And for the soybean and corn crops, the response was highly significant. In both situations, soybeans were inoculated crops with rhizobia and with Penicillium biliare, and the response represents from 3 to 5% yield increase over the untreated controls. Moving to understand what's going on related with the range of responses under different conditions, we have here the cumulative frequency of the absolute responses in terms of kilograms per hectare of grain yield response for wheat in yellow, soybean in green, and corn in red. And in the other figure, you can see that the same response, but in terms of relative responses for the three. One of the first observations is that when we compare the responses in absolute values, we got the highest when we have the corn crops relative with soybeans and wheat. But in terms of percentage of response, the available information shows us no differences in percentage contribution. That moves us our attention to see that the contribution that is working here is representing something that is an abiotic stress for the crops that is independent of the crop itself, but it represents part of the attainable yield of the crop. If we analyze the percentage of positive sites or sites with response greater than zero, it shows that in wheat crops, the percentage of sites, 67% of positive sites, is lower than in the case of the summer crops. So this technology fits better for summer crops. And the opposite of the hypothesis, that it was related with phosphorus availability, the better responses were more consistent under adequate phosphorus management. So this technology seems to be making a contribution in the phosphorus use efficiency rather than adding phosphorus to the system or accelerating the capability of the soils to deliver phosphorus to the crops. Here you can see what happened with the phosphorus use efficiency in terms of the three crops. We haven't seen a significant difference in the enhancement of the phosphorus use efficiency, kilograms of grain produced per kilogram of phosphorus applied in wheat and soybean crops, but we observe a significant benefit for corn crops. Just to remember that corn crops is, for this study, was early planting crops, so low temperatures at the beginning, establishment of the crop, a slow growth, and a significant contribution of the starter effect that complements the benefit of phosphorus for the rest of the season. When we analyze the response along the range of yields that we observe there, we have a mean of each site in terms of the environmental index of attainable production for each of the crops and the response of to the inoculation in the green lines. You can see that we didn't see a significant difference in terms of the slopes for wheat, soybean, and corn, so it means that the response that we observe were independent of the attainable yields that we have in the region. That is a significant benefit to understand that this technology works along different seasons as well as different soil types, making a contribution that we already described, mostly focused in the early growth and the starter with a maximum contribution in corn crops. So as a conclusion, I hope I'm going to be time for questions. The first is that with this information, we can validate the benefit of the use of Penicillium biliare to enhance the grain yields and the phosphorus use efficiency of rainfall production crops in the South America region, mainly in the temperate region of Argentina. Average over 7 growing seasons, that means a wide range of production yields. We get 3% yield increase in wheat crops, soybeans, similar responses, and around 5% yield response benefits in corn crops. The response is quite independent of phosphorus. That it means it's making a contribution that is more than phosphorus solubilization. And also it was independent of the mean productivity that supports that it's not only focusing stressful conditions, it's a general condition for the production of these crops in the region. We observed that phosphorus use efficiency in general was increased, as well as the grain responses were greater for corn crops, and with more positive sites in summer crops and under fertilization. So with this, I appreciate your presence. Thank you very much, and open for questions. Yes, the question is that this study was performed in molly soils, similar to most of the soils from the previous study done here in the United States, and is what we think about the performance of this technology in other soil types. We observed this. We already been working in other soil types in the Cerrado region, as well as southern Brazil and part of the subtropical part of South America. And we observe similar benefits. We believe that the benefit is mostly related with the early growth benefits, related with more root growth, that enhance the water use efficiency, nutrient use efficiency, and whatever technology that is applied in the early growth. We observe, and I didn't present here, a significant relationship, negative relationship, with environmental conditions. The better the early growth stages conditions, more humidity, less percentage of response, or more variability in the sites with response. So I believe that is most independent of the soil, is mostly related with the environment for the early growth of the plant.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I have one more question for you.
Yes.
Yours is on soybeans, wheat, and corn, so I'm a sorghum guy. I have to ask, what happens if you put on sorghum?
What happens if we put this technology for sorghum? I already tried that.
Yeah.
We observe similar responses that we observe with corn, but the contribution is lower than with corn in relative terms. Our hypothesis is related with the planting dates. The earlier you plant corn, the more the benefit. The later you plant, the less the benefit, because you have lesser time with stressful conditions. Corn. And late planting corn and sorghum are very similar. That's why the benefits are lower. But the contribution is still there.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. We need to move on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.